It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Offense Show. We're on the team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too. At the team 980. Extra relevant this segment, Anthony, because it's his time to dive into the comments section. Which also, by the way, love stuff like this in the live chat right now. Someone literally said something. Someone else goes, "Did you miss the earlier discussion?" Yeah, but I don't care. It's my opinion.
Wow.
Why people use YouTube like it's a message board, like it's Reddit, like it's something else, as opposed to like when I want answers to things, when I want to learn something, that's when I go to YouTube because I am searching for things. When I want to give my opinion on something randomly, I go, you know, I might leave a comment on an Instagram post or something like that, but it's wild to me. But thanks for watching, guy. And that's definitely a guy because only a man would do that. Only, Anthony hit the button.
We tried to warn them. They didn't listen. Every week, the Hoffman Show goes into the belly of the beast.
We read those comments, baby.
Never read the comments.
All right, so here's how this works. There is a radio show that you're watching right now, live on YouTube at the Team 980, if you're watching or listening to, that's obviously on video, and then we cut it up into itsy bitsy pieces, the segments of the show. We put it online on YouTube, both at the Team 980 and at Craig Hoffman, which is where most of these comments come from, and we see what you have to say. And Anthony, you missed this last week when you were out, but someone commented on the Washington Nationals quiz that we did. Is that guy a Washington National? And for some reason said very nice things about Grant Paulson.
Nice.
Which is great for Grant, but I was like, buddy, this is all very very nice, and we're so glad you enjoy the show, but Grant wasn't as part of this segment.
Nah, he wasn't.
Nope, he wasn't. And then good for Browning Bridges, who's the person who did that, and he commented on last week's Never Read the Comments. Thinking back, I totally remember half listening, pretty toasty all around. I don't think that was reference to the temperature. That perhaps is a reference to his state of mind.
Yeah.
Maybe he and Big Tony had gotten together. If you listen, you listen. If you know, you know. And for some reason thought it was Grant. It was on my phone in small. But as a regular viewer, I'm stoked to have been called out for the boneheaded move. Apologies, Grant and Toby. Keep doing what you do. And Craig, kudos, bro. So, Browning Bridges.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you for watching and listening regularly. Thank you for being willing to have fun with yourself when you made a fool of yourself. Because the best thing to do in that situation is laugh and move on like an adult. And you get another shout out for doing just that. Also in the amuse-bouche, just kind of dipping our toe in the water before we dive into the big topics of the week category, Anthony. We had multiple discussions of the Breakers Hotel down in Florida where the owners' meetings was happening because of how nice it is. And apparently, Nothing But the Blues says the Breakers has a great weekend buffet and you don't have to stay there to enjoy it. So if you ever find yourself in Palm Beach and want some of the Breakers experience, the NFL owners' hotel of choice down there, you can stay at the Holiday Inn or the Hilton or the whatever insert brand Marriott that wants to sponsor the show here across the street and then go get the buffet.
That is insane. Where's this at again?
It's in Palm Beach, Florida.
Yeah, I've never been to Palm Beach, but best believe I go there, I will be taking full advantage of it.
You love a buffet, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's not a lot not to like. That's what I have to say about that. All right, we'll get to some of the football comments in a second. But one of the big topics of the week, obviously, Anthony, was the Maryland coaching situation, including the hiring, eventually, of Buzz Williams. And chose to pick out some comments on that versus diving back in for the 800th time to the Kevin Willard part of the equation because, well, he's gone and we've moved on at this point. Maryland fans seem mostly excited. Bob Murray, 56-71. I have very good feelings about Buzz as the new coach. The testimony of his former players and his record is stunning. Again, these are too stupid to make up. I'm reading the screen name as it presents itself, Anthony. HamLover17 says, you like ham? You ham guy?
I do not like ham.
Oh, all right. Well, HamLover17, I'd love to meet HamLover16. HamLover17 says, I feel like everyone is down on this hire, but this program is a pile of ash right now. I'm happy to have an experienced bridge guy like Buzz to rebuild our program. And that's kind of where I think I am with this, where I look at Buzz Williams and I do not have a misgiving about who he is. I am not like, this is the next Gary Williams who's going to be here for 20 years. I also don't think that he is Todd Golden, the Florida coach, who is like the next young up-and-comer who is going to just be an amazing coach who takes you to a Final Four. And I'm not saying Buzz can't. Buzz isn't a bad coach. Buzz is a very solid coach. But I think Buzz is a program builder. I think in a time where Maryland had very limited options because of their timeline, and in some ways the success of Kevin Willard actually hurt this program this year because they wound up making it to that second weekend after a lot of the coaching cycle had already turned over. And you add that onto their AD situation and some of the fights that Willard was having that other coaches certainly would have known about whether Willard made them public or not with the athletic department, which every Maryland insider we talked to said it's an open secret that Maryland's athletic department is a problem in terms of how they've treated the basketball program over the years and the resources that they don't have to compete at the highest level, even since they moved to the Big Ten. Like, I think Buzz is the right guy for the right time. Now, as those words come out of my mouth, I have horrifying flashbacks to saying, similar things about Ron Rivera, where I'm like, I don't know, maybe he's the right guy at the right time. And in some ways, Ron helped guide the ship through the sale and that kind of stuff. But I also looked at Ron's record in Carolina and was like, when Cam Newton was the best player in the world, like, he took him to a Super Bowl and that was great, but I actually don't think this guy's that great of a coach. I think Buzz is better coaching college basketball than Ron Rivera was NFL football. But I do think that sometimes institutional knowledge and the ability to be self-sufficient is important. And the other thing with Rivera was, not again, sometimes I feel bad because I feel like I'm bringing up old stuff, but like Rivera took on the GM stuff and he had never done that before. Buzz, he doesn't, like, the fact that there's no AD doesn't matter to him. Like, he is going to be very self-contained within his own thing. And no matter what's going on around him, he's probably going to reach the same level of success that he has earlier. And if he has a good relationship with the AD and that person gives him some of the stuff that he may not have even had in other places, or for whatever reason he can find a little bit more here, get lucky even on a recruit or two, maybe maybe he's even better than he's ever been before. What I think is interesting is, Anthony, the other comments that found their way to our comments section. Zach Kent, 2711, who is a Texas A&M fan, says, if you like winning 20 games but never having success in March, he's your guy. Buzz Williams has an offense that doesn't work, won't get you past the first or second round, can't recruit and evaluate shooters. Doesn't even have the offense for three-point shooters. I'm not sad at all. If his season sucked next year, we were going to can him anyway. Sounds like a guy who doesn't care that the coach is gone, right? Just no bitterness in that comment at all.
But I said, that's harsh, man. Went the last 3 years, didn't they?
Yeah, which is exactly what he did everywhere else. Here's Buzz Williams' track record. Let me pull this up real quick just so I can get the exactness of this. So at Marquette, he took over in 2008-2009, went to the second round, and this is after 1 year at New Orleans. So 1 year in New Orleans, then goes to Marquette. Round of 32, he lost in the first round the next year. Back-to-back Sweet 16s, Elite 8 in 2012-2013. Then 2013-14, they missed the tournament, and he bounces for Virginia Tech. First year, misses the tournament. Everything's a disaster because he inherited a bit of a disaster. NIT next year, and then he goes first-round exit, Sweet 16 by his fifth year. And again, that's under the old rules where it took multiple years to get your guys in and transfers had to sit out a year and the whole deal. At A&M, he goes, misses the tournament, NIT, first round, second round. And now he's gone to Maryland. So at every single school he's ever been to, their trajectory has generally gone up. At Marquette, there's the one bad year at the end. Virginia Tech, he leaves on a high. A&M, he kind of leaves on a high. Last 2 years, he was the same, but he was better in the regular season this year than he was the year before. They finished fifth in a loaded SEC.
Yeah, I just think people hate.
They do. Hate away. Not your problem anymore. Doesn't stop you from chiming in. It's always my favorite, is the chasers. Can't help but going on someone else's lawn and yelling about whatever. I lost that analogy midway through, but.
Yeah, I didn't know where you were going, but yeah. I'm here with you now.
Yeah. I was trying to complete it in my head and never got there. So if you're here with me now, Anthony, we're going to leave ourselves here and we're going to go on to the next topic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Next topic, and never read the comments, the tush push. Should it be banned? Should it not? That was the question NFL owners considered this week. They ultimately decided to, ironically, push the decision until May. They need 24 votes to ban it. 16-16 was the vote currently. So can the ban side, whether you consider that the yays or the nays, Can they push it across the line? No pun intended. In May, J.W. Carroll 6378 says, if we're banning the tush push because piles of bodies are deemed dangerous, then ban quarterback sneaks. It's an obvious formation that isn't any less chaotic. I agree with the option of banning guys from pushing the ball carrier, which is what I said, which is why he says that he agrees. Easy does it, 74. That's my thoughts as well. Their offensive line is basically in the neutral zone pre-snap, and the defense doesn't really have much they can do to legally stop it, in my opinion. And I think if we can just be honest about the fact that we're taking away something that is very advantageous for the offense in a sport where the rules generally favor the offense in an effort to give the defense a little bit more of a chance, then we can have that discussion and make that argument. But I was listening to New Heights today, which, of course, is the Kelce Brothers podcast, Anthony. And there's a particular expert on the tush push on that show, because Jason Kelce was the guy at the bottom of the pile for multiple years. And basically, the analogy he used in terms of the strain, I'm not going to repeat on this show. I'll tell you in the break. But he said it's not nearly as dangerous as, like, you're blocking on a run play and you get rolled up on. Like, that's not what happens. It's just a lot of strain on a play. But, and he's like, it's not fun, but I never felt like I was at some huge injury risk. Piles of bodies happen all the time. I'm not going to get rolled up on. You just have to keep your legs going and grinding, and it's really hard to, like, execute. But the Eagles coach it really well. They do it better than everyone else, and their quarterback is a bulldozer. And so they're also, if you ban the tush push and make everybody quarterback sneak, the Eagles will probably be better at quarterback sneak than everyone else too, as long as Jalen Hurts and Jeff Stoutland, their offensive line coach, are there. So I think what you're trying to do is ask, is this too much of an advantage for offenses in general, as opposed to specifically punishing the Eagles? And if the answer is yes, then I'm fine with banning it. But let's just be honest about why we're banning it, which isn't injury concern, because that's silly. Unless people are going to try to start doing crazy stuff to stop it that puts people at risk. Or that it's a rugby play, which just tells me you've never watched rugby, because people who actually play rugby look at it and go, that's nothing like rugby.
Yeah, I mean, this is just going to be an ongoing discussion. Like, I don't think there'll ever be a resolution for it. I mean, obviously there will be. Like, they're either going to ban it or not, but I don't think it's going to get banned. Like,
If they don't ban it this year, I want a moratorium on trying to ban it for 3 years, barring some catastrophic injury, yeah, change in data. And I just don't want to have this discussion every offseason. It's stupid. Robert Borgensen, 1821, says, I'm no Philly fan, but we should not be banning plays because one team has perfected it. Every team has the opportunity to do just that by bringing in the correct personnel and deciding or dedicating a ton of practice time to it. Other areas of your team will suffer because you dedicate so many resources to it, but that's the trade-off. Other teams can do it if they want. That simple. Now, if it breaks the game because every team is doing it, there's discussion to be had. Right now, it's just teams ticked off because the Eagles do it better than them. And I think there's some truth to that. I definitely think that there's some teams that are just like, we don't want to have to deal with this. The Eagles are the best team in football. How do we cut them off at the knees? And I think that there probably is some of that. Again, I slightly favor banning it because I just think it's so, even though the Eagles are better than everyone else, it is a higher percentage play than a regular quarterback sneak, and I think regular quarterback sneaks are fine. Other than that, I think everyone's just telling on themselves and making stuff up to try to undercut the Eagles. But I at least am trying to be honest about the reasons why, and some people, I think a lot of people try to agree with me, or tend to agree with me on that.
Think so.
All right, a couple more on the way out here. Rule changes. In general, we talked about some of them, including, Anthony, the Hawkeye system, which is now going to be used by the NFL to determine first downs. And I was talking about, like, I wonder if there'll be chips in the ball and this whole thing. And apparently, Anthony, the answer is no. I appreciate this clarification, I'm going to call it, from D Sports Whiz. Craig got tricked by the NFL story on Hawkeye in the same way the league hopes to trick fans. They will not use the technology to spot the ball. They will only use it to measure after the refs place the ball. Why can't they just fix what fans hate? No one was complaining about the poor chain gang. I agree using a chip in the ball freeze frame video would be closer to what we need. Which I think opens two discussions. One, then why are they doing this? And two, is the chip in the ball, I almost called it my way, but that's, I didn't invent chips or multi-camera freeze frame systems. I just said it. So the chip in the ball system better. That part's easy. Of course it would be better. If they have the ability to freeze frame, oh, the knee is down here. At this point, there's a chip in the ball that says the ball should be here. The first line down line is here, not first down or first down. That seems fairly straightforward and fairly idiotic if they don't do it. And maybe you put the chip in the middle of the ball, and that way you know. Like, the chip is here, thus the ball. But I guess the angle of the ball, like, it is more complicated, I think, the chip thing than I'd want to make it. But we're also in 2025. The stuff we can do with technology is insane. And I find it a really, really hard thing to imagine that we can't possibly figure that out. What this is going to eliminate, though, is apparently about 40-ish seconds per time that the chain gang would come out. This whole process is going to take like 30 seconds, and there will be a replay on the broadcast and in the stadium in the same way that there is in tennis. If you watch a tennis match and they've got the in-out stuff and everyone's like, and they do the whole thing, and then they go, they like, oh, yay, depending on if they like the call or not. But apparently they're going to spot the ball and then use the Hawkeye system from there. So we're still possibly going to have the situation that we had in Buffalo last year where the bad spot is the issue. And I think that's the thing that like is really frustrating. It's like the issue isn't necessarily once you spot the ball, can we tell with the chains or do we need this technology? We don't need like the chains were fine for that. They just take forever. And so if we're speeding up the game, I am for that. The problem is we got a bunch of relatively old men compared to the athletes out there in an incredibly fast moving game trying to accurately spot the ball, and sometimes they really badly miss that, and we need to fix that part of the whole process.
Yeah, that's all I could think about. The refs miss spotting the ball just like they did when the Commanders played the Steelers, because they end up
that moving. Was crazy. That was when they had like three in a row, right?
Yeah it's terrible,
awful. So let's fix that. All right, wrapping up here with some fun at the end. First of all, a great eye by Robert Brown, 9107. Anthony commented on one of our Take Command episodes that I recorded from home. We often do those in the morning, so frequently at the beginning of Take Command, you will see me downing the end of my coffee. And then hopefully the episode gets better as we go and the caffeine kicks in. But someone goes, Robert goes, nice Polish cup. It truly is a Polish pottery cup. Rachel got those when she visited Poland years ago. Like actual Polish, not Polish style. Those were purchased in Poland.
That is dope.
So, Robert, good eye out of you. More feedback, Anthony, on is that guy a Washington National? From Tariq McDaniels, 7386. Hold on, I need to be able to read this and see your face on the screen at the same time. Anthony is hilarious. To which I responded, most of the time, not even on purpose. Which Tariq says, that's what makes it funny. He really thinks he's right.
I know. It's bad.
If you...
I really thought I was killing it.
You certainly did. If you have not watched the full segment, and this one's worth watching. Sometimes you just got to find the podcast. I mean, it's still funny in audio. Anthony, I'm not going to lie. I very rarely... especially right after the show. If there's something I want to see how we did, like I'll review tape of us. I'll go back and watch something or listen to something. I listened to that segment as soon as I got in my car.
Yeah.
I could not wait to listen back to that because that is one of the funniest things we've ever done. is that guy a Washington National? Find it on YouTube. It's so worth your time. And then speaking of something that's worth your time, even though it's going to take a lot more time, to watch, the conversation that I had with Sam Fortier has now been up, where folks have been able to chime in on it, about ownership in sports and whether or not it's the X factor when it comes to creating a winning franchise. And Chad Fugleroy, which sounds like One of those names that you're not supposed to say out loud. But Chad Fuckelroy, 2015, says, this was a very insightful and thoughtful discussion. It's unfortunate. You're a Washington reporter, but absolute respect. He's a Cowboys fan.
I was about to say.
And he's sad that he just had to be like, you Washington guys are very smart. And I think he wants us to talk about his team more, because then he could have smart people talking about his team.
Or us.
Not to say that, though, is it me? I'm not trying to start a media war with the Dallas folks. That you got smart people down there talking about your team. You don't necessarily have the smartest guy running your team, but that is what it is. And that's Never Read the Comments. That's how it goes down. You can leave your comment on YouTube at Craig Hoffman, also at the Team 980. We take a look at both on Take Command and, of course, episodes here of The Hoffman Show. Also starting to put on YouTube, by the way, some of our big interviews from Chris Russell and Kevin Sheehan. I know Sheehan's show will be streaming live here very shortly, so now is as good a time as ever to subscribe at the Team 980. For us on the old YouTube, if you so desire. Of course, we all have our podcasts as well. You can search The Hoffman Show in your favorite podcast app. That way, if you miss any part, you can catch up at your leisure. When we get back here on the Team 980, Dave Johnson joins us from the broadcast booth over at Capital One Arena, head of Wizards and Magic tonight.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.